Just Radio, follow the sound. Hello everyone, welcome to Pop Asia, where girls rule the world. For today's show, in celebration of last month being Women's History Month, ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon are the happenings that recently happened that are very, very important, since it is a very great way to empower women like me. By the way, I am Shashini, ang binibining. Hindi-hindi magpapahuli from one AV Com, and I am here with...
It's your guy, Orange. You're sometimes sabog, pero never nagdadabog. Sometimes seryoso, pero, you know, never nervioso. From 3AB English Literature. Shashi, we've got a lot of topics lined up for today's episode.
I know, tell me all about it.
Oh my goodness. Where to begin? Actually, let's begin right here with
Where?
The music. With the DJs, with yinga music in general, yes.
With following the sound.
Tama, let's follow that sound. Follow that sound, actually, all the way into some quick K-pop updates. Actually, if you guys have been paying attention, a lot of things have been happening in the world of K-pop right now. I suppose even if you aren't a fan or a stan of any girl group, guy group, for sure, you've heard of all the drama, the happenings, and... most importantly, the new releases and the new tour schedules of some of your favorite guy and girl groups, particularly the ladies, hashtag Abante Babae. In other news, Blackpink is currently embarking on their very successful world tour titled Born Pink, same as their latest album. And another K-pop girl group, Twice, is about to blast off on their world tour, ready to be on April 15th. Kaya mga onesies... get your tickets now. Ay, go ahead, Shesh.
No, sorry. You know what? I've seen it everywhere. Like, the Born Pink tour, it was all over my For You page. Yeah, I just wanted to mention that because they were so cool. Everybody was dressed up so amazing. They were like wearing pink and black. Syempre, to be on brand with the black pink. Yeah, go ahead. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
I was too excited.
No, it's okay. I love hearing that because I'm not too big of a K-pop fan myself. But
same.
This is the most I've heard from Blackpink for a while, and that kind of surprised me a little bit, because other girl groups, like, you know, your new generation stand, correct me if I'm wrong, like third, fourth generation, social media presence is really important to them and their record labels, but for a group as popular as Blackpink, parang they haven't been too much, like, on the scene, in the news
I think they
for
went
a long
on a
time.
Break.
So... you seeing it on your For You page means, like, you know, at
they're
long
back.
Last,
they're back, guys.
Yes. Blackpink. In best not Blackpink.
I love that. Hashtag Blackpink.
Let's get that trending, guys. Joke lang. We're not a popularity radio station for clout. Okay, before we get too off topic, diba Sheshi, it's not just tours that we're talking about today, no? Sa K-pop.
Yeah, we're also talking about songs. Particularly, we'll be talking about Cupid by 5050. Have you seen it all over your For You page? Because I have. It's like, I'm feeling lonely. It's all over my For You page.
Sample.
No. And it's reaching new heights in popularity with its debut on the Billboard. Did you know that it has reached the Hot 100 place chart in the Billboard?
I did not know that.
Well, now you know.
I didn't know it was even like TikTok famous until like now. Until now, actually.
You should see it. I'll show you, mamaya.
Gee,
I would love to. We can do it.
Promos, bagong promo. Oh my gosh. There's so many new songs out on like, out from the K-pop industry, no, Shashi?
Yeah,
and
I know.
And I think, like, the fact that the music is being shared is being, like, TikTokified, if I could use...
That term.
Yeah, if I could use that term.
Yeah.
I think music is now, I guess, even more saturated into what we're seeing. Like, even like what you mentioned, like, even in your For You page. I'm not a TikTok user, but I've seen 5050... I've rather heard 5050 from friends.
Yeah.
And... it really does seem to be like popping off as
it's
know,
a fun song. It's a fun song, I'm telling
song.
You.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of oh my gosh, that's actually been my favorite K-pop release as of late. Oh, OMG. By your girls Bagong Maong
New Jeans.
Fresh denim. New jeans.
Bagong Maong.
Fresh denim. New jeans. Tama. Yeah. I think K-pop is still booming. I'm so amazed by K-pop because like, with all of these new releases, the industry still manages to maintain like a lot of momentum pushing forward.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Despite like all of the, I guess, external drama surrounding, maybe some of your favorite girl groups are breaking up or your guy groups are getting back together out of military service.
They're momentum really dominating the world.
They are. Especially the ladies in this at this point. Oh my gosh.
Yes, let's go, ladies.
Everything is about like these girl groups these days, and I'm loving it. It's something that you know, they make good music. So why not listen to them? Ikaw, Sheshi, what's your favorite release been so far?
I don't really listen to K-pop that much, but I've heard some songs of Blackpink, like Kill This Love, Bumbaya, Whistle, and those songs are really, really nice. If I would like work out, maybe in my imagination, but I would listen to those songs. Those are like workout songs that would get me motivated to just move and groove. I really love them. Do you have any?
Actually, I think the one that stuck with me the most naman talaga is OMG. Like, side story lang. My band actually created an arrangement for OMG that we're hoping to perform very soon this month. Wow, shameless self-plug.
Ooh,
I don't want to edit that.
We love
out.
It.
We're called Tanglebone, and we'll actually be performing in Ellipsis in Taft on April 27. The name of the gig is going to be called Atlas. Yes.
Go check them out, guys.
Yeah, we're not on Spotify, but we'll be on stage and hopefully in your hearts by April 27.
Never say never. You will be on Spotify someday.
You too can, Sheshi. Thank you, thank you. But other than that, I think I forget what album it was, but the album that they released in 2020 was actually one of my favorites. We also did a Magis Radio episode on that 2 years ago, under Pop Asia as well, so feel free to check it out. Twice's 2020 album. Wow, so much music is abounding in the world nowadays. Do you have like any... Oh. All right. So, other than just the music, syempre, pag may audio, meron ding...
visuals.
And the main visual is who we're hoping to bring to you today. In another recent release, this time a vlog by well-known Filipina actress Liza Soberano. And it's entitled, This Is Me. She expresses her desire to live in her own terms as an actor, especially as one that was used to abiding in her management's choices since she was 16. In her 13 years in the industry, she talked to the people she worked with. She talked about the people she worked with as well. The same co-star, Enrique Hill, same production company, and three rotating directors. Despite her numerous appearances in different films and teleseries, she only dabbled in three main genres: romance, comedy, and drama. Sheshi, I want to ask you, can you imagine for what is the equivalent of a basic education in K-12, like from kinder to grade 12? Imagine in that same span of time, you've only done three genres of film.
Like,
what do you think about that?
That's such a waste of time. Like, imagine you did... I'm not hating on Liza. It's not her fault. It's just that it's really limiting to the artists who want to explore and be more of themselves. So it's really upsetting how they can't do that because the media just wants them to do romance, comedy, and drama because that's what the people want to see. It's really sad.
Yeah, like, of course, we all know that Liza Soberano is one of the queens of acting right now in Philippine cinema and Philippine teleseries. And sometimes, you know, I feel like her frustration is super valid. And I kind of understand
very much.
Where she's, I guess, coming from. Because if you're stuck doing the same routine, stuck being portrayed as essentially the same characters through the same kinds of media, I really feel like that would be, like, pretty boring. Because, and repetitive. Not to mention, I guess, the feeling of stagnation, the feeling that an artistic career has, you know, perhaps more chance to explore, more chance to grow, if only it weren't for the people in charge of the money. The directors, I'm sure, are brilliant. The co-stars are brilliant. But my gosh, media system, media structure is really, I don't know, I don't want to use the word limiting as like a generalizing term, but that's how it seems like.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack.
There's so much more to explore. So why not explore, I guess? Considering that she left Star Magic recently when the vlog came out, she wanted to highlight that the vlog is not to criticize her former talent agency, but to celebrate growth as an artist. With that, she reintroduced herself as Hope Soberano in order to reclaim her autonomy in the workplace. I say good for her. Abante babae. After all. And it's very... Man, that must have felt like really liberating for her to be able to...
Speak out about it and tell her side, diba?
Yeah. And to make that change, I guess something permanent, something that'll stick with people. Like a name change. And I think this topic of really, you know, being confined as an artist to a certain genre or to a certain kind of show, to a certain kind of character, to a certain kind of media even, for some artists, isn't a new thing, no, in the Filipino cinema and like teleserye, television industry. Isn't it, Cheshi?
It's a really common practice in the Philippines. You know, actors like Vice Ganda, they constantly play a flamboyant gay character, whereas the best friend of the main character, and then along with this, Daniel Padilla, do you know him? I think we all do.
He's the gangster, diba?
Yeah, he's the gangster. He's the most young male actor in a love team with Catherine, and he tends to play that heartthrob, you know, character. Just like you said, the gangster. He's really known for that. Yeah. So it's really, really not new.
Diba?
But come on, Philippines, we gotta grow. We gotta change. It's 2023. Like our queen, Nadine, has said before.
Tama. I'm getting GMA and ABS-CBN on the horn right now. The Lopez brothers will hear about this. Joke lang. And the idea of the love team also isn't something new. Believe it or not, the love team actually started in the 1920s with Gregorio Fernandez and Mary Walter. So, you see, the love team isn't actually something that's just grown out of even like the 21st century, even like the 90s or 80s. As far back as the 1920s, in between world wars,
that's
the Philippine
so long
media
ago.
Has found a way to innovate and create a trope, a set of characters, an archetype even, that has lasted us throughout this day, but... It's gotten, I guess, kind of mixed results, no, Sheshi, with time.
Yeah, but it's still really not changing. Considering it's been, like, there since the 1920s, we would expect change, like, growth, but it's sad. We can't really see that.
That's true. A lot of variety would actually, like, be really appreciated. And what do you think is the purpose of, like, having a love team in the first place, no, Sheshi?
I think... For me, like, as a viewer, one of the things that I, like, do or, like, imagine, I guess when I watch, it's, in a way, it's reaffirming to just see people being like that. Like, they give so much love. It's not just, they give that kilig feeling. For example, if you're, like, not really having that love life in your life and you just see those two people, and you see them kind of like fall in love or whatever in telenovelas. It's like seeing yourself, Nadine. So I guess people kind of get obsessed with that idea because maybe they want to live out that, but they can't. How about you? What do you think?
Ooh, I think love teams for me are a little dicey because, I mean, it's a good jumpstart to a career, of course, if you're passionate about what you do and if you're really into acting and... Especially if romance is your forte here in the Philippines, that's gonna be an instant hit. But I think I feel for Hope Soberano. I feel for Ms. Hope, in the sense that perhaps she needed a bit more variety in her career. She needed a bit more difference
change.
In the direction. Yes, change in the direction that she was taking. In fact, love teams can be built despite the actors not having any romantic attraction between each other. Imagine having to fake, not really fake. In like acting terms, but having to portray this kind of like romance with someone that you've like acted with for a long time, despite not having like any attraction towards it,
and they have to make it convincing.
So convincing. And if anything, there are cases of love teams where they're actually dating or married to other people. Great examples: Richard Yap and Jody Santa Maria, as well as Ruru Madrid and Chira Diaz. These two examples really show how there's good variety in love teams, which is nice. It's always good to have like a bit of variety, but sometimes, you know, you just need a little refresher, a little bit of a taste break, and that's also okay. I guess the key to this is like balance or something. But man, fan culture really is something, though, Sheshi. Could you like
explain about that? Is something. Like, for example, we have the Hello Love Goodbye starring Catherine Bernardo and Alden Richards. You know, the love them is really Katrin and Danielle, right? And
yeah,
then
that's what
Alden and Maine Mendoza.
Yes, yes.
But they're like straying away from that. But the thing is, people don't really want to see that. So they receive backlash instead of being supported. So I guess it's really more of the people. So the people tend to be controlling a bit because, you know, these love things, some people grew up with watching these people in front of their screens, and maybe to see them with different people feels like a heartbreak for them, or maybe like a breakup, I guess. I don't know, but
ouch. Hurt you.
They need to see those people be with other people.
May pinaghugutan
like,
ata
si Shashi. What's
wrong with
that?
Joke lang.
No.
Yeah, but I'm kidding aside though. I get you. I feel like it's also a resistance to change. Because like what you mentioned, Shashi, so many of us are used to seeing the same couples on TV.
Yeah.
And on the movie screen. And that sometimes causes us to really be attached to them.
Maybe
and
it's a big
so,
change.
You know,
and
it's really how we enjoy the film, like the fact that the cast hasn't changed, or the fact
maybe
that
we're
the
not
people
yet
haven't
ready for change. People aren't yet ready yet for change.
Ooh, Magis Radio now provides hot takes with your daily supply of Pop Asia. Joke lang. We're not sponsored by anyone, actually. But maybe we are. Check later. But also, isn't there something more to the news about, like, Hello, Love, Goodbye? Because I feel like there's really, I feel like there's a bit of drama that can actually unfold and be it a film all on its own behind, like, the castings, Hello, Love, Goodbye. I don't know. That's just a suspicion.
I think Hope has revealed that the movie was first offered to her and her love team partner, Enrica Hill. In a recent video of B. Alonzo, it's a vlog, if I can remember correctly, Liza revealed that when she was working on Bagani, they informed her that the film has been offered to a different pairing. However, Soberano explained that she informed them to save the film for them as it still needs further development. But I think it got passed on nga to that other pairing, even though they were informed na beforehand that they were gonna do it.
Man, I can't believe that Hope really got snaked
like
that.
Who are those people? What are their addresses? I am gonna come for them.
All for Queen Hope. The reason behind her wanting to do the film with her love team partner is that she feared that she would receive backlash for not participating in enough media that showcased Liz Gwen after her roles in Bagani. And Darna, my gosh, can you imagine someone of her stature?
Yeah, I remember.
Like, still actively wanting to pursue it just to, you know, I guess, put something like out there. She's made so much good art. My gosh,
She's been doing it for 13 years.
Yeah. And the fact that she wanted to do this because she was afraid that, you know, of backlash, that just doesn't sit right with me. Like, I get where both sides are coming from.
With me.
But sometimes the media really do be like that. Really quickly though, Shashi, what are your thoughts on this reveal by Hope, by Ms. Liza, now Hope Soberano, and like what it means for her moving forward? And about love teams as well, like, are you heavily invested in any love team yourself?
Heavily invested. You know, I used to be, I think, an all love fan. I think we all went through that. Admit it, you did then.
fine. I was a bit invested, just a little bit.
Yeah, same. Just a little, you know, just a little.
Seeing him on the news kind of got you excited for a little bit.
Maybe I wanted the ticket to their show or not. I didn't. But, you know, I think that Filipinos, you know, as fans, we are very, like, very, really, really supportive and dedicated to showing our support and love to love teams. But it can get toxic sometimes. So this toxicity hinders the artists from growing and taking on roles that they want to pursue, especially roles that are more inclined to who they are and who they want to be. So I think it's really sad na it's caging them when it's their life. We shouldn't be controlling of their life. It's their life, you know?
Exactly. And that's why it's so refreshing to hear that some artists are actually like slightly pushing back. Ms. Hope Soberano actually backed out of the Darna role. Interesting move for her career. And it's something that I now have speculations about. I'm actually wondering,
ooh,
like, what in big media is going to happen next. But my gosh, that's such big media. Why not we go to something that's more local, that's closer to home? That's something in Ateneo, like a Loyola Loyola.
Ooh, Loyola, what's that?
Cinema,
what's that?
Loyola Cinematic Universe, the LCU. Ay, Lights for Hope. I joke, sorry.
Stars for Hope?
Stars for Hope? Lights for Stars? Hindi! Under the Stars from the Loyola Film Circle. Loyola Film Circle is bringing so much love to the Loyola schools with Under the Stars, the org's biggest annual event. Watch out for exciting performances from student bands, various film screenings from local budding filmmakers, food for attendees to indulge in through various food booths, and a special live performance from Mooney Mooney. So what are you waiting for? Bring your loved ones and join in on the romance this April 14 at the Bellarmine Field in Ateneo de Manila University. That's April 14 at the Bellarmine Field in Ateneo de Manila University. Experience something magical as we find our way back into love.
You know what? We've been talking about girls kanina pa. Do you want to talk about girls again? Because I do. I would love to talk about women all day. I can do it.
Take it out of context. That is just so funny.
Yeah. Oh, let's stay in this little box where
let's
we talk about girls.
Let's go.
Okay. I have something for you. Like, have you heard of the Rise of the Thai Girls Love?
Yes, I have, but not too much. Could you tell me a bit more about it?
Oh, I can. I sure do. It first aired on November 19, 2022, and finishing this February 11, 2023.
Wait, this is called Gap the Series, diba?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, it's Gap the Series. And it's about this two girls, two women falling in love with each other, despite the gaps between them in different aspects of their life, including social class, personality, experiences, and age, and a big departure from Thailand's other popular media, Boys Love. The drama starred Freen Sorocha and Becky Armstrong, who went here to the Philippines on February 12 to hold a watch party for the uncut version of the series' last episode. They have just announced that they're coming back to the Philippines this April for their fan meeting to be held in Cebu and Manila. How exciting is that?
For all y'all GL lovers out there, that is April. Yeah, sometime in April. Tama. Sorry. I think you're expecting a date. Nope. Plot twist. But, oh my gosh, this is actually quite a big step, honestly, for Asian media in general. Because Girls Love Media doesn't usually receive much popularity compared to Boys Love. I remember that when Gaya sa Pelikula was... I forget who the artist was... Sorry. One of the artists who starred there was Ian Pangilinan, if I'm not mistaken. Kapatid ata ni Donnie. Not super sure, but I think... basta, there was... a really huge series, Gaya sa Pelikula. It was, to my knowledge, a BL series here in the Philippines. And it was all over my Twitter feed. I could not escape that show. And honestly, that's a pretty good thing. I think it's high time that LGBTQ plus media, especially of this genre, gets more representation and is out there more. But there's also an inherent, I guess, talking point, an issue that needs to be talked about a bit more. Because Girls Love Media doesn't receive much popularity compared to Boys Love. Again, oftentimes queer media has problematic elements like violent and non-consensual actions, uneven power dynamics, and in this case, an 8-year age gap. And it's something that multiple parties have mentioned that needs to start being recognized within the media itself. The possible implications of these, the different problems that may arise with its interpretation, how this may be, I guess, received by viewers, and its, I guess, overall place, the age gap's overall place in queer media like this. Despite all that, there really is a need for more mainstream Girls Love Media because there is an actual hole in the market for its representation. Especially since, currently, other creations, like them, have an ongoing trend of being cancelled. The biggest one I can think of right now is Netflix's First Kill. I remember there was so much hype leading up to that series, only for it to actually just be cancelled, like straight up.
Oh, that's really sad.
I know, dude. And I can't believe that it's an ongoing trend that people are like actively killing off this kind of media that, again, represents vital truths in our world. And it raises up subjects, concerns, topics that I guess need to be talked about. And by and large, really are beneficial for people who want to see themselves on the screen being represented, especially in Girls Love. And it's so inspiring to see that an Asian series is, I guess at this point in time, pioneering the way for that with Gap. Let's just hope they don't get cancelled, like the series and also the show. Because, like what was mentioned a while ago, there's really just a huge hole for the, I guess, amount of Girls Love or GL media that is on air right now. But like really quickly though, Shashi, I want to hear from you. Ooh. A woman, a girl. do you think there's a huge difference between how Girls Love and Boys Love is received or sought out? And if there's like a huge, and how significant is the role of the media in empowering the LGBTQ plus community, the queer community?
I think there is a difference, honestly. I think nga, you said kanina that Boys Love receive much more popularity, and I'm not really sure why, but I think I've been seeing a lot more of Boys Love instead of like Girls Love series, and I think that people should promote both, because we're now living in a world where everyone should be appreciated, everyone should be loved, you know, and everyone needs to be empowered. Like, come on, let's empower women and men. This is just not about women, you guys. We're very, very much inclusive here.
Yes, exactly. And I think the media really's got a way to go, especially Asian media, in diversifying the representation of the LGBTQ plus community and queer individuals in media. It's something that really has to, I guess, be pushed forward a bit more, because, you know, not only are stereotypes like very, how do I say this, negatively stigmatized, but they're usually treated as like a monolith. And that's not true. It's not just like one kind of queer person. It's not just one kind of bakla. There's not just one kind of budding. True. Or even like, there's no one kind of like lesbian. There's no one type of like bisexual person. There's no one single type of a trans femme or a trans mask person. There's variety to it. And I guess I believe the media has the responsibility to bring that representation to the silver screen. Bring that representation to people where they are right now. Because diversity is like really key in being able to not only represent other people, but also their causes and the issues that, I guess, plague them as well. As well as the kind of experiences that they have.
Yes, that's because representation matters.
Yes. And there's so much we need to diversify with, like, can we agree that there is really a huge difference?
100% agree. 100%.
Girls Love really needs to, I guess, be pushed for a bit more as like a series trope for representation, and also for, you know, come on guys, it's 2023, and I believe that people of all orientations, all Saji sex, really have to, I guess, be represented. It would be a really good thing to have these stories that may not even like explicitly like be queer. Give me, like, I don't know, a Girls Love heist movie or a Boys Love horror film or something like that. Something along those lines. Not only that, but give me whatever art you want to put out in the world, because I will 100% support that. Art is great.
Yes, we love art. We love to support local art. And you know what? I would love to talk about women all day long. I really would. But we have to wrap everything up. And just to wrap everything up, you know, I just want to leave a message to every woman out there, and even men. Be the grounders and shakers of these ideologies and step out, really speak out and stand out, so that we can empower each other. You know, it's as you said kanina nga, it's already 2023, and it's about damn time that we take action and represent each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. So, Pop Asia is a production of Magis Radio, which was written by Darius Hermenegildo, Monsalip Sip, and Julia Vila, and edited by 30 Saruka. We'll be back with a new episode on Magis Radio very, very soon. So stay tuned and follow the sound.
And this has been Shashini ang binibining. Hinding-hindi magpapahuli from one AD Kong.
And this has been your Kuya Orange na sometimes sabog pero never nagdadabog. Sometimes seryoso pero never ever nervioso from 3AB English Literature.
We'll be right back.